unprotected sets captures the energy of a live comedy show and brings it directly to your ears. Part stand-up, part interview. You'll get an inside scoop into the tragically funny lives and minds of rising star comics. Real, raw, and funny. It's Unprotected Sets.
Please put your hands together for Leonard Oots.
How everybody doing? We all right?
Cool, cool, cool. Y'all look nice. Yeah, I'm in a good mood.
I'm kind of famous now. I was on a show, and I'm kind of I got famous friends. That's how you know how important you are, by how important your friends are. I be hanging out with rappers and stuff now. Rappers get a bad rap. That's funny. Fabulous is a rapper from Brooklyn. Good friend of mine. Hang out with Fabulous all the time. Learn from Fabulous. Rappers are the regular people. It's the gang members around them that make it where it's like, you got to be gangster to be around them, because you can't say thank you around the entourage. You can't say thank you. You can't have manners. We in Atlanta. Fabulous done took me to the club. We done smoked weed. We done had bottles. It's beautiful women everywhere. We leaving the club, and people just dab him up like, all right, bro. I'm like, no. It's my turn. I get up to him. I'm like, Fabulous, I had a marvelous time. His homeboy's like, man, what the fuck type gay shit he on? I mean, my bad. Brat, brat. What's cracking? Gang in here, nigga. You know. Last week, I wiped my ass with a Clorox wipe, and I was upset. I was upset because she had the Clorox wipes where the baby wipe's supposed to be. Everybody know the baby wipes go on the back of the toilet, right? Am I lying? It's not that I wiped so hard because I was in a rush. Right? I wasn't at home. I'm at her house, so you know, I'm trying to hurry up while it's still some, like, what's he doing in there? Like, right? You ever, like, I tried to doo-doo in PP time, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I wiped, and then the shit started sliding off the wipe. I was like, that's not... How you even got Clorox wipes in the pandemic? Where did you find... These can't be CDC-approved Clorox wipes. You don't spell Clorox with a Q. I don't know what's going on.
I was born in Augusta, Georgia. My dad was in the Navy. When we moved to Japan September 8th, 2001... We were living in a military hotel when 9/11 happened. I woke up September 11th, my mom crying. We in a hotel, me, my mom, my sister, my dad gone. All of his stuff gone. I don't know what's going on. I didn't see my dad for I want to say 9 months. That was the first time. It was like, oh, we in a country, we don't know what's going on. And now you gone for 9 months. He retired as one of the youngest black lieutenant commanders ever in the Navy. Both my parents college educated. My sister just graduated from college. I'm really the failure. I dropped out. I'm the only one that didn't finish college.
I'm a weed smoker. I like smoking weed. I love smoking weed. I don't like how I buy weed out here. I don't like dispensaries. I don't like buying weed from big titty white women. I do not like that. Give me a Quan Quan any day. I miss buying weed from a motherfucker you don't know in the middle of the mall. You scared, he scared. Now you mad a little bit. You like, why are you scared? You chose to do this. You bought it, you broke it down. You sent out a mass text, hey, I got weed. You can tell when a drug dealer is scared too. They always do the same shit. They be like, hold on. Yeah, why they hand get the fluttering? Hold on. Wait. Had a drug dealer do something crazy one day. I didn't know what to do. He got real shook. He was like, hold on. He's like, nah, walk off. I didn't know what to do. I followed him. I was like, I don't know where we going. He gonna look back, see me walk behind him, and get an attitude. I'm like, you gonna walk the same way I walk? Yes. I don't know which way to walk, sir. I didn't take bad drug dealing class and know where to go. Don't like dispensaries. I like being able to guilt my drug dealer. You ever had a drug dealer come be like, come on, bro, that ain't... You be like, all right. You can't do that to Ashley. Ashley, I don't think... Well, the scale says... I used to say I wanted a chick to smoke weed. I don't know if I want you to necessarily smoke weed, because if you smoke weed, I smoke weed, that's a bill. I just want me a shorty that'll hit the blunt. You know what I'm talking about? I hit the, like, huh, babe, you want to hit the shit? Like, nah, I'm high. Like, I love you. You know what? This weed be strong as hell, too. Don't nobody say nothing about it. The weed be strong. I smoke weed for comfortability. I like to be able to relax. But sometimes you can't smoke this relaxed weed in public. I was in the club one night. I was so relaxed. I was high. I ate one of my boogers in the club. It was a big booger, too. You ever pull a booger out your nose and you breathe different? You ever taste the air after you pull the booger out your nose? Yeah, it's going to rain next Thursday. It's a wind chill coming from the southeast region. Sacramento, it's a cold front. And I can... I'm talking about the booger had two bites on it. Like, it was a two bite. I'm in the club asking for hot sauce. Y'all ain't got no ranch or nothing around here today. All this y'all eat ass, but don't nobody eat boogers. Y'all kill me. I just don't understand it at this point. I just don't get what y'all want from me. Weed smoker. I don't smoke with everybody. Everybody don't know how to smoke. Everybody don't know how to smoke. Everybody don't know the rules of smoking. Wipe your mouth off. Rule number one, wipe your mouth off. You juicy jaw motherfucker. Wipe your mouth off. Shouldn't be no DNA on the blunt. Shouldn't be, like, I understand if the tip of the blunt wet, but why is 3 inches, why are you deep throating the marijuana, sir? What are you doing? I can't stand people that smoke, that don't know how to, I smoke with people that smoke. Like, I don't want to smoke with nobody new. We're not going to try out. Like, let me see if I like, no, I need to know you already like weed. People don't ever want to pass the blunt until it hit too hard. You're just about to try not to choke. Why do y'all try to get rid of the blunt? Like, nah, I told you, calm down. And most important rule, tell me the story while I got the blunt. I hate when somebody else got the blunt. Now they remember some fucking quest they went on. Chronicles of Narnia now. I gotta listen to this bullshit and I'm just waiting on the weed. My homeboy did that shit to me one time. I wanted to kill him. I swear, and he was telling me about somebody else dying. That's what got me waiting. He told me what happened. He's like, you know, Daddy got shot. I'm like, Daddy got shot? He like, shit. Everybody was out this shit. It was me. It was me, Tez. God damn, who was out there when Daddy got shot? It was me. It was me, Tez. Day-Day got shot, so he was there. It was me. It was me. He started asking me, but Day-Day, who was out there when Day-Day got shot at Tez's wedding reception? It was me, Tez. Day-Day got shot, so he was there. The shooter was there, but we don't fuck with the shooter.
My mom was my best friend. My mom was the funniest person, just strong, just always a hustler. She just was a substitute teacher. She got a real estate license. I watched my mom go to college and get a business degree. Watched her get her master's, moved to Japan. She started doing Pampers Chef, which if you don't know what Pampers Chef is, that's where, you know how women had those parties, like those sex parties and stuff like that? But it's like that, but with food. So instead of, you know, she pull a dildo out, she pull out like peach cobbler and everybody sit around and taste it. Then she told them how to make it and stuff like that.
Dating? I don't know. It's hard. I don't like nobody. I'll be honest, I don't like nobody enough. I want to write somebody a note. Remember, you used to write somebody notes? Like, you used to write notes back in like middle school, elementary school. Like, you know, you like, hey, I really think, you got a twist too, like, I really think you are pretty. Pretty be spelled wrong, but it don't matter. Do you like me? Yes. That's all mine said. You don't got no options? Yes. Yes, that's how this ending, period. I was a little nasty kid, though. Your note wasn't nothing but lyrics. Song lyrics from a song you heard you wasn't supposed to listen to. I was a little nasty bad kid. I had to read my note one time, and I tried to tell the teacher, like, you don't want me to. I will read it. You don't want me to. Come up here and read that note. I'm like, you want me to read this? Like, this right here? Come read the note. I'm like, all right. Girl, give me that pussy. Oh, girl. Get out of here. I'm glad y'all know Lil Webby. That made me feel good. I don't have a type. I feel like that's, you know, weird. I do love brown skin women, though. I love brown skin women because brown skin women vagina lips look like pancake edges. I like pancakes. What can I? You know. People always ask me, you like big girls? I'm like, I don't have a problem with big girls. I just, you know, I just don't want nobody ugly. You can be big. Shit, I'm big. I'm cute, though. You can't be, I can't be fat and you ugly. And we walk around looking like a science project. Like, people trying to catch us like Pokemon. Like, I choose you. Like, nah, this ain't. I like ghetto women. I'm gonna be honest with you. I like hood rats. I'm from the suburbs. I like hood rats. I like women that, like, got different color hair when you see them. They got, like, three jobs that ain't really, they ain't certified for what they do. That's what I like, you know what I mean? Like, she babysitting, this wires and forks hanging out the outlet and shit. Like, that's the type of bitch I like. Because they always got a talent that's illegal, but if you show them how to refocus that energy, they could be dope. I was living in New York. I was dating a chick from the Bronx. She used to cook crack for her ex. I swear, true story, she used to cook crack for her ex. I taught her how to make grits. Them grits used to be whooped so thoroughly. I'm talking about the grit, because she locked up now. And it's the grits be whooped so thoroughly. I'm talking about, I remember one time, she used to do all types. I was eating them one time. I'm like, baby, these good. I'm like, what you do to these? She was like, oh, I cut the grits with some chicken broth. I was like, bitch, you cut the grits? I didn't know you were supposed to cut the grits. Like, that's crazy. Like, let me get another 8-ball of them grits then. You got, you know, she breaking them down quarter kilos and stuff. I'm going to go ahead and fuck with it. She got a plug on grits. I've dated big girls. They cool. They smell good, right? Big. I think big people normally just smell good. Big girls smell good. Like, they always smell like some dessert you ain't had in a long time. Like, she was just eating that shit in the car and then just got done. Like, you hug her like, bitch, is that red velvet cake? And she's like, then some motherfucking sprinkles fall out of eyelash. You like, this bitch is eating all types. I just be thinking, I'm conscientious. Like, I'm, you know, I'm 27. I want to have kids soon. Like, I be thinking, like, what if I get a big girl pregnant and then the baby grow up, start to walk and run, and we can't catch it. Yeah, like we'll literally be unfit parents. Like how I'ma fill out a missing person report? Like, well, sir, when did you realize the baby was missing? I'm like, immediately. I was right there when he ran off. I was like, stop, son, and he kept running. I tried to lure him back with the cookie, but I ate the cookies in the car. That was one of those cookies. I tried to make a cookie out of the crumbs on my shirt, but I didn't have enough crumbs. She had blinked all hers out. There was no more crumbs.
My mom was the ratchet loose, like, have fun, like, dirty comedy. She loved Lunel. She loved, like, she's a funny person. My dad's funny, too. I'm not going to take nothing away from that. But he's more like, you know, he's in the military. He's more like, hey, you know, watch your mouth, this. My mom told him, you come to this show, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't care what he say. You don't say nothing to him about it, because this is his art. You don't have nothing to do with this. You let him do whatever. I'm sorry, I could say anything, and I would never hear nothing about it. Anytime I was within driving distance, she was always there. Anytime. She was at everything,
though. She was a big supporter, huh?
Oh, yeah. Always at the show.
Did she just love it?
Say what you want to say.
Did you ever talk about her in your stand-up that she saw?
Yeah. Yeah, she'd always be like, don't you be using that in your stand-up. Like, that's not really what people want to hear, just me and your conversations, but people having sex. Don't nobody ever want to talk about sex. I talk about it. I'm 27. Learning what I like, what I don't like, what's cool. I just like for stuff to be put in the open. Let me know, you know, what's going on, right? Like, let me know what, you know, if we got all the right parts and stuff like that. Like, I had a chick, and I'm trying to be respectful because I don't want nobody to feel like I felt any type of way. It was just she didn't say nothing. She had the long labia, like the lips on her vagina was regular, but she had like a tentacle coming off each one. I swear, it sound crazy. And that's how I felt though. I was like 22, like, what the fuck is this? Like, this. She had some bungee cords hanging out her motherfucking drawer. I didn't know what the fuck was.
Like, I wasn't going, you know, I was horny. I wasn't going to say nothing, but I was like, I came like, she had do-rag handles. The handles from a do-rag hanging off. I'm like, I came to give you head. I came back with waves. I didn't know what was going on. I was just mad she didn't say nothing. It was plenty of time. We went to dinner, went to the movies. We got back, we kissed. I asked three times if we was going to do something. Then she finally said, yeah, we kissed. Then it's like, I took your clothes off. I took you, you know, I just pulled your, I'm pulling your panties down. You're not saying that. I'm pulling your panties. And then, like, I keep pulling, and then it's like these little arms, like, pulling back. I'm pulling. She ain't saying that. I'm just pulling, like, I'm pull. And then I pull it farther, and it's, the arms snap, fat, and then they start doing like that. Like, you remember them little sticky hands you used to get, and you could throw them on the mirror and peel them off? I'm like, this is why Toys R Us went out of business right here. You got product in your drawers. Like, this is ridiculous. She didn't say nothing. I'm just saying, if I had a dick growing out the side of my dick, as soon as I take my boots off, I'm like, hey, I'm a little different. Shit, crazy. If you don't want to, if this is not what you want to do, it's cool. Like, don't give me no aggressive, I don't want no aggressive, like, sexual, be aggressive, but don't, I want to like it. Hey, this chick, like, she was like, I don't want to suck it, but I'll jack you off. I'm like, all right. Then she started jacking. She's like, yeah, you like that? I'm like, she was like, you about to come? I'm like, bitch, I'm about to throw up. I don't know what the fuck you got going on. You about to punch my pelvis bone in. This a vagina now, bitch. I got pussy now. Bitch done beat the balls off me. This is ridiculous. I'm weird. Like you hang out with me, you be like, oh, I get how he weird. Like I like Christmas, but I don't fuck with Santa Claus, right? Because Santa had slaves. Don't nobody ever say shit about it. We knew Santa had slaves. We made the slaves work harder, so we got our shit. And we know who the slave. Who was the slaves? Elves. The elves. Fuck them elves. It was the reindeer. Them elves had workstations. They had workers' comp. They had all. Fuck them. You ain't never seen a Christmas movie? Them reindeer was the only people of color in the whole movie. Think about it. 9 brothers dragging a fat white man through the snow. Sound like the opening to Django, don't it? I cannot believe. People always say the elves. Why do people? Because they people always say the elves because nobody ever think about the reindeer because the reindeer got white names. The reindeer got the whitest name. The reindeer name's so white, you sing them. It's Dancer and Prancer and Dante and Jamal, these is niggas. Taquan just got off work.
My mom died last year, June. Man. Yeah, so I've been in this, like, most recently, I've been in this weird funk where it's like, I don't know if I'm gonna find somebody that love me like my mama did, that I could feel like got my back like that. So it's like, but it's also where you gotta not put everybody up against that. You know, that pedestal like that. I cried this morning just because, you know, I'm like, I'm about to shoot a half-hour special and my mom not going to ever see it. I know people that, well, you know, she going to watch over from it. It's like, heaven got good seats, but these front row down here. So she's she is a major part of why I was able to stay in New York. You know, when I moved to New York, I only had like $800. Like, she would send me $100 here, $100 here. It kept me afloat while I was, you know, damn near homeless. So it's like to finally be able to get on a network show, to finally be able to do late night TV, you know, twice, to be able to be on an Emmy winning show, to be able to do stuff. And then now you telling me the person that really was my motivation outside of obviously wanting to do it on my own is gone. It's like, it tastes different now.
I used to work at IHOP. I used to be a server at IHOP. You know how hard it is to smoke weed, be big, and take orders? Used to feel like we was always having foreplay. Me and the customers, like, they be ordering and they don't know it sounds sexy. Lady ordering, like, yeah, let me get the pancakes. I'm like, well, what type of pancakes? She like, buttermilk. I'm like, ooh. She like, yeah, let me get my egg scrambled with cheese. I'm like, well, what type of cheese? She said, provolone. I said, provolone? I ain't never did it with the provolone. I used to work graveyard. Graveyard is like by far the hardest shift. It's like you work nights like this. Friday, Saturday night from like 10 to 6. You know, IHOP not no place that's fun to get upstanding people that look good like yourself. We get, you know, we oftentimes we get the stragglers. If you don't know what a straggler is, it's probably because you're not one. You leave the club at a reasonable hour with some vagina or penis that wants to be with you. Stragglers are the people that leave the club by themselves. Yes, them bitches, them. Not them specifically, I'm just saying them type of bitches. I don't know, y'all do kind of got some straggle energy, but I'm not saying that's y'all. I'm just saying. I remember one time, Chris Brown had a concert, and I don't know if just bigger girls like Chris Brown, or they was the only ones hungry after the concert. And once again, I ain't got nothing, but it was weird. Like, I'm talking about the concert over. We know, like, we expecting cars to come around. And I don't know if y'all know, big girls all ride around together in Toyota Corollas. The shit was crazy. They pulled up six Corollas deep. Them bitches, they look like the Power Rangers. It was a blue Corolla. It was a red one. These bitches hopped out. Well, you know, they brakes were a little deeper. Them motherfuckers come in, like, it was like 15 of them. So we sit them at the table. You can always tell who the leader of the group is, because women always got a leader. And it's always a big girl named Deja. Now, everybody here thinking, like, I do know a big bitch named Deja right now. You like, yeah, she speak for the whole team. Like, she just, like, start ordering. Like, her homegirl just stand up, start, hear ye, oh, shit. This bitch started shouting out, Christmas curls, I'll take 5 scrambled eggs, 4 turkey bacon, 3 omelets. Her homegirl was like, turn up. I'm like, bitch, no, don't turn up. Or y'all bitch gonna have to get up and come help cook some of this shit back here. These motherfuckers ate us out of napkins. How you eat an establishment out of napkins? You get at least 4-5 flips before you got to throw that motherfucker. You ate us out of napkins. IHOP. I used to hate bougie people that come to IHOP, act like it's a real restaurant. Right? Like, they come ordering shit that's on the menu. Like, dude, pancakes, it's in the name. Don't fuck the menu. You shouldn't flip past that first page. If you don't have good health insurance, stay on that first page. IHOP got T-bones, but don't do it. I had this lady order one day. It's how arrogant she was when she ordered it that made me mad. She was just looking. She was like, yes, I would like the T-bone. And could you tell the chef I like it medium rare? Dude at a whole nother table. Like, and she say, chef? I'm like, yeah, she tripping. Hold on, I got this. I got this. Like, first off, you want your T-bone from IHOP. That's where this joke should end. You want your T-bone from IHOP, anything other than well done, I'm going to need you to sign this health waiver. Because we ain't even get this meat off a truck. We got it out the trunk of an 09 Honda Accord. Ain't no chef at IHOP. It's a nigga named Breon back there. Oh, he didn't study abroad? No, but he killed abroad. He got an ankle bracelet on right now. You talking about chef. Ain't no certifications or degrees in the kitchen at IHOP. Only degrees is first degree manslaughter and third degree burns from that grease. Goddamn chef.
If you had 24 hours with your mom right now, how do you spend it?
Are we saying 24, like, realistic 24 hours? Or are we saying 24 hours and I got this magical plane, I can go do whatever I
want
to do?
You can do whatever you want.
Magical plane? Okay, boom. First, we're going to wake up. We're going to go get breakfast. We're going to hang out. I'm going to probably smoke a blunt. She's going to drink. We'll probably go get her titties done, because she always told me I owed her a boob job and some ass implants, because me and my sister tore her body up. So that's probably going to take 10 hours, get her right.
10 hours right there, yeah.
You know what I mean? Surgery, anesthesia, you know. Probably take her to go get her a couple bags, Louis, Gucci, and then whatever really she want to do. Take her to D.C., get some chicken wings and mumbo sauce. Take her past her... Take it to your family, and then probably that last hour, probably go do a show, you know? Yeah, that's how I spend my 24 hours with my mom.
I want to be in a superhero movie, though, man. I want to be in a black superhero movie. And I don't mean, don't clap, because you ain't going to like that. I don't mean Black Panther. Black Panther is amazing. It's one of my favorite movies. But no, I grew up on Batman. I grew up watching billionaire Bruce Wayne. I grew up watching him be rich. And, like, it's cool. Like, Black Panther, you must say, well, Black Panther, he the king of Wakanda. Cool, I appreciate that. You know, black people, you know, but Wakanda is a third world country. Right, yeah, we look good there, but this motherfucker can't buy me nothing in Miami. am always wanted Batman. I always wanted Batman to be black. I swear, that's the only, I always wanted Batman to be black. But Batman can't be black. And I get it. I understand now. I'm a grown man. I can understand. You know, that's a childish thought for Batman to be black. Batman got to be white because white men don't have lips. And that's half a Batman costume. And if you're not laughing right now, look around. I'm trying to tell you, I could stand three white dudes up on stage right now, cover their face like this. I can't tell Peter, Paul, or Patrick. Batman can't show up to save the day with no juicy-ass lips. Batman can't show up like, stop, I'm Batman. You be like, nigga, that's Steve Harvey. I know Steve Harvey. Hey, man, thank y'all so much. I'm Leonard Dukes. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Do you see any of your mom and you today?
Resilience. Just no matter what's going to happen, I'm going to find another way for you to tell me no. And be nice to people. You know, don't be an asshole. Don't try to take advantage of anybody. Don't let anybody take advantage of you. She ain't raised no punks. That's her saying. You know, I ain't raised no bitches. Ooh, la, la.